Bezras Hashem Yisbarak, today's daf is Lamitas in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 961st daf in Shas. Our daf is an important daf on Omer Aleph that discusses, starting from Lamitas in the base towards the bottom, the halachos in regards to a knas when a girl is raped. Who does it go to? Does it go to the father or does it go to her? Our Mishnayos seem to say that it goes to the father. The Gemara will clarify its question and clarify in particular cases when there is a side to say that it goes to the girl. That is going to take us through Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Actually, our daf is going to have an important sugya in Shas, and that is the sugya of a woman having relations in the context in which there is a concern that if she becomes pregnant, that she will, in a state of pikuach nefesh, that the pregnancy or birth is dangerous for her. The Gemara will also have a fascinating shaila of beger bekever, and that is whether a girl who gets paid for, let's say, anusa, in our perek, that she's raped, and then the payment is only made after she has died, and she's a bogeres, what's the halacha going to be? And then we're going to have a mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and that is the halachos of mefateh, if a man seduces a woman, and we will get involved with the chamisha dvarim, in case of chavola, or in, for that matter, even in the case of mefateh, tsar ripui, sheves and boshes and nezek and tsar. And then we will go on to Amud Beis and analyze parts of our Mishnah. The Gemara will revert to its expression that we had before, that Abaye emphasizes, and that is Shelo Yehe Chote Niskar, that there are times that we will punish the Ma'anes and the Mefateh in order that he should not be rewarded for his Averus. So let's pick up 8 lines from the bottom, Lamechesam Abeis, where we had left off yesterday. Tana Rabbanan, Knasa Lemi, in the case of a naira hamurasa, that is nensa, who gets the knas? La via. It goes to the father. Rashi points out that right now the Gemara is almost ignoring the fact that there is a Mishnah that says beferish that it goes to the father, and the Gemara will clarify and qualify what exactly the machlokis over here is, because v'yesh amrim la'atzma, some say it goes to her. La'atzma asks the Gemara, amai, why does it go to her? Amar av chizda hacha, and now we come back to the theme of yesterday's daf. B'nairish in esarsav neskasha askinon, ukamifligi v'plugsa de Rabbi Akiva de Masnisen, Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. Yesterday we learned that there's a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, whether a naira who though has been married and divorced, but she was divorced only after Erisin and not after Nisuin, whether her knas goes to her or goes to the father. The Gemara suggests that's the question of knasa lemi. Of course, if it's a regular naira, then of course we learned in the Mishnah that it goes to the father. The Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye bo lo mesa potur. If he rapes her and then she dies, she potter. Shenemar v'nos la v'anayra v'loy la v'mesa. She has to be alive and not dead. Milsa de pshita le la Abaye. That which was obvious to Abaye mi boy le the Rava was not obvious to Rava. The boy Rava, because Rava asked, yesh beger bekever or ein beger bekever. Do we consider the concept of payment to a bogeres that we're going to have later on in the Mishnah Mem Aleph on the Beis, if for whatever reason a girl was raped as a naira, but the indictment and the conviction of the rapist did not come down until she was a bogeres, she still gets the knas. What happens if she has passed away? The Chazal referred to this as beger bekever. She becomes a bogeres in the grave. Oein beger bekever. Do we consider a bogeres in the grave? Yesh beger bekever udebinahave. Do we say that she's entitled to it and it goes to her son? O Dilma ein beger bekever udaviahave. And it goes to the father because she was entitled to the knas and she passes it on as a yerusha to her son. Or does it go to her father? And Rav is not concerned with the drasha velo avi mesa. Now the Gemara asks a technical question that takes us into an important sugya that we've had in Yevamos, a very, very important sugya that relates to many issues of conception in halacha. Again, we have a shayla yesh beger bekever or ein beger bekever, and now the Gemara had explained that if we say Yesh Beger Kevra go to a son, now how did she have a son? Must be that she became pregnant. Umi ba'abra can a ketana or a naira get pregnant? In other words, she died before she was a begeris, so it must be assuming that she became pregnant. V'atani Rav Bibi kamei de Rav Nachman shalosh nashim mishameshes b'moich. We have this very important sugi of amisud beis and mebeis, and that is that a woman is allowed to use a moch. A moch is a form of contraception, like a sponge that she would put in the vaginal area after she had relations to remove the zera. Now, that is going to be considered normally asur. The simple way of reading Rashi is that it would be a problem of hashchasas zera, and nevertheless, it's going to be permissible. Tosos disagrees and says, since she had normal relations, the fact that afterwards she put the sponge in might not be an issue of hashchasa zera. Obviously, it goes without saying that this Tosos and Rashi are critical for sugyas of issues in contraception in halacha. And if we would have time today, there are many Talmidim that are coming over, but if we would have time today, that would be a definitely an interesting halacha from the daily daf topic, obviously without halacha lemaisa, because here there are so many traditions and each one needs to ask their rav and their meira derech. So says the Gemara, shalish nashim mishamashas b'moch eluhein, ktana umuberes umeinika. One is a ktana, an underage girl, she's allowed to, umuberes, and someone who is a pregnant woman and someone who's nursing. Why? Why are these people allowed to do that? Let's take Rashi's approach, that we even forego a possible chash of hashchasa zera, says the Gemara, because ketana shem tisaber v'tomus. We're afraid that if she's a girl who's under the age of 12, she'll become pregnant and that will cause her to die. Muberes, if she's pregnant, shem tasar ubra sandal. We're afraid that the intercourse is going to cause the fetus that's already inside of her become a sandal, in other words, squashed, and not a viable pregnancy. Menika shematigmal es bina. We're afraid that she's going to try to wean her child who's nursing from her already after she has gotten pregnant, the second pregnancy, and that will cause the child to not get the necessary nourishment, and God forbid, die. Vizui ktana, and what is a ktana that we're afraid is going to die if she becomes pregnant? Mibachs achas esrei shana v'yom echad, shteim esrei shana v'yom echad. Between the age of 11 and 12. Pachas miken v'yesel kein, mishamesh es kedarka v'olechas divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is not concerned about the health if she is older than 12 or younger than 11. The Chachamim Omrim and the Chachamim disagree. Achazuv, achazuv, mishamashos kedarka v'holeches. And here the Gemara has a very important klal. Umin Hashemayim yirachmu. Each one of them, the above mentioned women, the Muberes, the Meinika, and the Ketana, all of these women should have regular relations. Umin Hashemayim yirachmu, and from the heavens they should have mercy on her. Mishum shenemar shomer pesoyim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the simple one. In other words, don't do cheshbonos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. The poskim point out, or Moshe Feinstein, if I'm not mistaken, has a tshuva about this, that that doesn't mean that a person is supposed to be blind. We have many rules of, if there's a chash pikuach nefesh, so then in such a case, then we don't follow the mitzvos except for the big three. And why all of a sudden over here do we say Shomer Pesayim Hashem? So the answer is that this is considered a normal way of living. Normal way of living is husband and wife are together. And since the statistical chances of this are not very high at all, you need to add, then in such a case, then we evoke the rule of Shomer Psoyim Hashem, and people should live their normal lives. Obviously, the Hagdaros and many of the applications of this require more than a Daf Yomi Shir. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the top, V'chitema di'i abra kishihi naira, that we're going to say that she conceived when she was a naira. Va'olida kishihi naira, and she gave birth when she was a naira. In other words, we need to now answer the question. How are we talking about a case of beggar bekever if she got pregnant when she was a ketana? Particularly according to Rabbi Meir, who says that a
a girl is going to get pregnant, she's going to die, and we have to be choshesh for that. So the only time, if she's less than the age of 11, she's not going to get pregnant. If she's between the age of 11 and 12, if she gets pregnant, she's going to die. That's why Rebbe Meir suggests that she should use a moch.
The Gemara attempts an answer. Let us say that she actually got pregnant when she was a naira. Then she wouldn't be in a state of pikuach nefesh. And she gave birth when she was a naira. Says the Gemara, that's very difficult. What is the span of time of a naira? The age of Nairus, that's from 12 to 12 and a half. Ubeshitsa yarchi mika yalda, in 6 months, does a woman give birth? In other words, from conception to birth, does it take only 6 months? Vamar Shmuel, ein bein Nairus lebagrus elo shisha chadoshim. There's a 6 month period between Agrus and Bagrus, as Shmuel taught. V'chitema batzir hu deleka hatfeika. Maybe Shmuel said there's nothing less than 6 months, but maybe there is a nairus that's longer. Ha'ela kamar, but he said the word ela. It's only 6 months. Ela, so the Gemara says, you're right. Let's forget about the sugya shalosh nashim mishameshes b'moch, and let's go back to Rava Shaila, because Rava Shaila doesn't make sense at first glance. Rava Shaila v'yesh beger bekever is the following shaila. Ha'chai kami b'ilei. This is our shaila, says the Gemara. 16 lines in or so. First word in line is Ka'amar. Elahachi kami b'ilei. This is the shaila. Yesh beger bekever upoka av. Do we say that the state of bagrus, of full maturity, takes place in the grave and the father is removed from his rights of the money? Let's take a look at the special Rashi, Dibur HaMaskil, upoka av. Pikias tvias av v'zocha aloi b'masha b'yodoi. She'em bal Dinoi Kayam. On the one hand, she is a Bogeres, but she's no longer alive, and therefore the rights of the father are lost. And here Rashi says an important expression. I have down, this is actually a very meaningful perek for me, because this is the first perek that I really learned how to learn Bi'un, that I learned by Rebran Shpigel Meir Rufu Shalema. Uknas lav mamon hu loy rishai. So Rebran Shpigel made a big deal with this, and the knas is not money, according to Rashi, to the girl to pass over an inheritance law via to her father, but Tarisirusha, Kol Kama de Logav say, and Knas doesn't pass over. O Dilma ain beggar bekever, velo pakav. Or do we say that there isn't a state of Bagrus in the Kever, and the father gets the money because it happened in Nairus and he was entitled to it from Nairus? That is the Gemara's Shaila. That is Rava's Shaila, that Rava meant to say on the bottom of Bamech Chesam and Beis. Marbar Ravashi boi lo hachi. Marbar Ravashi asked the Shaila a little bit differently. Misa oisa bagrus, o ein oisa bagrus. Does Misa create bagrus or not? Again, nothing like the great Rebbe of all Rabbeim, our Rebbe Rashi. Marbar Ravashi lo boi lo boi de Rava, mishum beger bekever. He didn't present the Shaila as whether there is bagrus in the kever, ela imesa binarusa mi poka ki bagrus de michaim olo. Does it remove her rights like bagrus does in regards to the knas? We know that if the rape takes place in bagrus, there isn't a knas. So the shaila goes like this. The shaila is, when she dies in nairus, does that make her like a bogeris? Rashi then goes on to explain some nuance in the difference between Mar Bar Ravashi's presentation and the way Abaye and Rava had assumed on the bottom of Lamech Chesam Beis. Vaiter and Heliger Rashi, Mar Bar Ravashi, 5 lines in. Ulahilishna de Mar Bar Ravashi, Aliba de Rava, Amru Le'il, Milsa de Pshita Le'la Abaye Moy, Le'la Rava. According to what we had said, that it's a Dover Pashut to Abaye, that the father doesn't get the knas. Dilu lishna kama mifsha pshita le the Rava, de misa lo mafka, udiloka Abaye. We assumed originally that according to Rava, that death doesn't remove it from the father, but rather the only shaila is whether there is bagrus. Not like Abaye. Kolzman shalo bagra. V'chi kami boile, bebega bekever kami boile. Avo bemisa, but what if the girl dies? In Nairus, Kolzman shalo bagra. Polig ad Abaye, he disagreed with Abaye, Rava did, v'amar lo mafka v'chayv. In such a case, it doesn't remove the chiyuv. And Marbar Ravashi learns that gufa is the shaila of Rava. Does Misa create the same status of
Bagrus. So back into the Gemara, Barbara Vashiba, Lohachi Miso Sabagrus, Aeneas Sabagrus, Teiku. And we learned from our Rabbein when we were little, the Rashi Tevos are, we used to say in Yiddish, Tishbi Yitaretz Kushios V'Abayis El Yoav Novi Vet Metaretz Zayin D'Shailus from the Gemara. Boy Mine Rava Me Abayi. Rava asked the following Shailov Abayi. Bo Alev Nis Arsa Mahu. What happens if had relations with her when she was a Naira, and then she becomes engaged? So, according to most opinions, or many opinions we saw, that the halacha is, Rabbi Akiva might disagree, but once she becomes engaged, then there is no knas. But here, the relations were before him, but the tvias hadin was when she was already engaged. Amalei miksiv v'nosan la'avi anara asher lo arasa. Does the pasuk say, that you give to the father of the naira that is not engaged? That is not what the pasuk says. What does the pasuk say?
It says, ki yimtza ish naira v'sula asher lo arasa. That at the time that he found her and he raped her, so then she was not arusa. That's when she wasn't arusa. But the pasuk does not say that she wasn't arusa when he pays the father. The pasuk just says, v'nosan ish ashechiv ima lavi anayra chamishim kosef. It says that he gives to the father chamishim kosef. So there's no requirement that at the time that he pays the father, that the girl not be engaged. That's what the Gemara responds. So the Gemara then says, so what is our Shaila? Gemara explains, well, Velita Mech, if you're going to follow that reasoning, Hadis Anibalin Alel Venises La'atzma, what happens if she got married afterwards? Then, when the rapist comes to pay the knas, he gives it to her. Does the pasuk say that you give it to the avi anayra only if she's not married? So with the above logic, we should say that it should go to the father. So what's the difference with the fact that we medayik from the pasuk that we say that just like when she was raped, she's not supposed to be an arasa, a muresa, that she's not supposed to be engaged. So too, when they pay the knas, she's not supposed to be engaged, one could argue, just like the halacha is, that when they pay the knas, if she's married, it doesn't go to the father. Hachi hashta, says the Gemara, no, there's a difference between the two. Hasam, over there, when it comes to halacha, that when she's married, that the father doesn't get the money, when she's in a suah, hoyol bagus moitzi mirshus av, and soon moitzi on mirshus av. Just like the Bagrus takes her out of the rishus of the father. Marriage of Nisuin, when she goes into a new man's rishus, she's entirely out of the rishus of the father. An example of Maseches Nedarim is the father can no longer revoke her neder. Ma Bagrus Ba'alel Ubagra La'atzma. And the halach is that if he rapes her when she's a bogeres, so then in such a case, the knas goes to her and not to her father. Af Nisuin, so too, when it comes to the Tashlumin, if the payment is taking place when she's already nesua, af nesuin ba'alel v'niseis la'atzma. So again, let's emphasize this case. I'm not sure if it was clear a moment ago when we said this. A chiyuv of knas only applies to a man who rapes a naira. However, if he rapes her when she's a naira, but the payment only takes place when she's a bulgaris, then the money goes to her. So too, if he rapes her when she was a naira who was not nesua, but now when he's ready to pay, it goes to her, if she's a nesua. Because just like when it comes to Bokeris, the money goes to her, so too when it comes to Nesua, it goes to her. Ella Arison. But what about the case that she was raped when she was an Naira, and then she becomes an Arusa? So then in such a case, Mika Mafkim Rishusa da Avla Gamri, does she go out from the father's Rishus entirely? We mentioned that it's a Sugya in Nadarim. Hatnan, we learned in Nadarim, Nara Murasa. She's not entirely out of the Rishus because her father can revoke her neder. So hence, the halacha is going to be that it's still able to go to her father if at the time of payment she became an Arusa, as long as when she was raped, she was not an Arusa. Of course, the position of Rabbi Akiva is that if she, as we learned in our Mishnah, that if she was an Arusa when she was raped but already divorced, so then the knas will go to her and not to her father, at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. We now have a new Mishnah that begins discussing the different payments of Tashlume Ones and Tashlume Mefate. HaMefate Noisin Shleisha Dvarim V'Oines Arbo. If a man seduces a woman, which is the next parsha in Parshas Ki Seitzei after the parsha of Ones, he
gives three payments. Someone who rapes gives four. The Mishnah spells out, Hamafatanois and Boishes Ufkam Uknas. Let's work backwards. Knas is the 50 shekel that we saw before. Pigam means, as a Mishnah Mem Amid Aleph will describe, the value that has gone down in this girl if she would be sold on the slave market, a basula, is worth more than a ba'ula. So that differential, that she was once a basula, now she's a ba'ula, that's also paid, as well as boshes. The embarrassment that she was raped, that has a monetary value, and the Gemara will discuss how that's calculated. Most of the ones, ones not only has those three things of knas, boshes, of kam, but also, if it's a rape, as opposed to a seduction, so then there is also pain. So the first difference is that onus has a payment of tzar, and mefata does not have it. When it comes to the onus, the payment is immediately to the father, even if he marries her. However, when it comes to mefata, then it's only if he sends her out after marrying her. Now this is a little bit vague, because generally the word yotzi means to divorce. Over here it actually means that if the woman does not want to get married, so then in such a case, then after it's been decided that she doesn't want to marry him, then she will get the knas. Ha'onis shoseh betzitzo, the onus drinks from his cup. In other words, we force him to marry her. Va'amifate imrotza lahotzi motzi. In other words, when it comes to the onus, he is forced to continually stay married to her. However, in the mefate, he has to marry, but he could divorce her. Ketzad shoseh betzitzo, what is the example that he drinks from his difficult cup? In the case of the onus, he has to stay married to her. Afilu hichigeres, she's lame. Afilu hisuma, she's blonde. Afilu mukashchin, even if she's full of boils. Then in such a case, he has to stay married to her. The one exception is Nimtza Bodvar Erva, if she was Mezane, Oshein Rui Lovel B'Yisrael, or she has a psul that she can't get married to a Jew, Ein Rashay L'Kaimo, he's not allowed to stay married to her, Shinem Arvelosi Isha, Isha Rui Lovel. It needs to be someone that he can be married to. We learned that the Mefata and the Onis are different, that the Onis pays Tsar and Mefata doesn't. Analyzes the Gemara Tsar Demai. When it comes to the Mitzar, what exactly are we referring to? Amar Vu Dishmol Tsar Shechavta Al Gabi Karka. It's a painful discussion, and that is, he says it is the pain of throwing her onto the ground when he raped her. Maskevla Rabbi Zera El Meata Chavata Al Gabi Shiron Hachinami Depater. If it's only the throwing her on the ground, that she's getting pushed against the ground, what happens if he throws her on bedding? So then in such a case, maybe you're going to say there's no knas, hachinami dipater, v'chitem hachinami, and if you're going to say that, so, v'tayin continues the Gemara in the second last line, lama tesam and aleph, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, oynes ein mishalim es atzar, mitnei, shesofa litzdar tachas baila. There is an opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda that says that there is no tzar, because ultimately the pain of removing the dam besulim, so then in such a case, that pain is going to also take place with the husband. Now, Rashi explains that the question is, God forbid a husband going to throw her on the ground? Certainly not. So therefore, we see that it's not the pain of being thrown on the ground. Amru lo, they responded to Rabbi Shimon, when he said this, Eina doma nivelis bonus levelis baratzon. It's true, it's painful when the dam basulim are removed, but there's no comparison to being raped versus doing it baratzon, even though it's painful. So what do we see? We still have a question mark. What exactly, what type of tsar are we talking about? El omer of Nachman bravo, tsar shel pisuk regayim. The pain for being forced to move her legs for tashmish. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk in Yecheskel describes this as well. The description of Klal Yisrael being mezane and using the metaphor of legs. Says the Gemara, Yachin mefuta nami. When it comes to the mefuta as well, she does that. No, because the parallel to a mefuta is the following. La'adam sham lechaveh krashiran shili v'hi pater. It's as if she says, do this to me and you're going to be potter. In other words, she does it willingly. Asks the Gemara, Shali, she's saying, do it willingly to me. It's causing the father loss, davuaninu. It's the father that ends up losing it. How could she be mochel, the rights of the besulim? It's the father's. El amar Rav Nachman, amar Abba Baravua, pichishe behen omeres, mufuta ein lo tzar. Many women said that a mufuta does not have tzar. Asks the Gemara, v'chazinu d'islab, but didn't we see that there is? Amar Abaye amar li aim kimaya chamime al reishe dekarcha. Like hot water on a bald head.
It's not really painful. On the one hand, it's hot, but it's soothing for the bald head. So on the one hand, one could confuse it with pain, but actually it is not painful. Rava Amar, Amrali Bas Rav Chizda. Rava said, I heard from the daughter of Rav Chizda, who, as Rashi points out, was Rava's wife, that she told me, says, Rava, ki rivda dechusulta. Like the pain of a needle that goes in for hakazas dam, for removing dam, that at the end of the day,
it is slightly painful, but the pleasure masks it.
Rav Papa Amar, Amrli Bas Abba, Rav Papa said, Bas Abba told me, kinama akusha bichinchi,
like the pain of bread that is hard, that goes down the throat, that even though in of itself it's painful, but ultimately the pleasure of eating removes the negative component of it.
We learned in our Mishnah, Ha'ones nosein miyad ha'mifata l'kishayotzi.
The ones pays immediately for his rape, even before he marries, and the mefata, the way we were masber our Mishnah, is when she decides not to stay with him. Analyzes the Gemara, but the simple reading of the word l'kishayotzi, as we read in our Mishnah, is not that way. L'kishayotzi, ishtohi? It sounds like when you say l'kishayotzi that she was his wife, but this is his mefata, he was mefata to her. It was his mefuta, that's not his wife. Amar Abaye emar l'kishalo yichnos. No, l'kishayotzi has to be read like when we read the Mishnah, that he didn't take her hint. Tani nami hachi, we learned in a braisa like this as well. Afo bishar amra mefata noisin l'kishalo yichnos, b'ish yusuf kam noisin mi'ihad. Mefata doesn't get the payment right away for the knas, only when he decides not to marry her, but b'ish yusuf kam gets immediately. V'echad onus v'echad mefata bein hi uvein avi yachon la'akev. Either if she doesn't want to get married or the father doesn't want to get married, then in such a case, then they do not. Analyze the Gemara. Bishlei mafuta. I understand when it comes to mafuta, ksev, the pasuk says, imo ein yi mo ein avia. Then the father has rights. Ein li ala avia, hi atzma minayin, tamalomer yimayin, the double lashon, yimayin yimayin, the father doesn't want, or she doesn't want. Ela ones, bishlei ma'ihi ksev lo siya midaita. And the Torah says that he is supposed to marry the woman he was ma'anes. That, and it says velo siya, and Chazal understand what it says siya means that it has to be with her permission. El avia minolan, says the Gemara in the first wide line, lamatesim base. But how do we know that it's supposed to, that the father also, his consent is necessary? Amar Abaye shlo yechot niskar. Abaye says it's a svara that we don't want in any way the ma'anes to be rewarded. So if the father's going to end up losing out, that will reward the ma'anes. Rav Amar kavachomer. Rav says it's a kavachomer. Ma mefata shlo over el al das avia bilvad. When it comes to mefata, so the father didn't want her to get married, but she went along with it. She allowed herself to be seduced. And nevertheless, both her and her father is allowed to say, we don't want it. But in case of rape, where both her ratzon, her das, and her father's das was violated, certainly the father will have a say. Now the Gemara analyzes why Abaye didn't say like Rava, and why Rava didn't say like Abaye. Why they gave different terutzim? Rav lo amar kabai. Rav didn't give the terutz shlo yechol to niskar kim the mishalim knas lav chotei niskar. The moment he has to pay knas, then in such a case we're not rewarding any chotei. He's getting his patch by having to pay the knas. Abaye lo amar kerava. Abaye didn't learn like Rav who had the kavachom and mefata di matzim akiv avianam matzim akiv. When it comes to mefata
Mefata doesn't have to marry her. If he doesn't want to marry her, so then he doesn't have to. So too the father could be makiv. Onis, the yula matzi makiv. When it comes to onis, where we force him, even if he doesn't want to, then we would argue of yonami lo matzi makiv. Then the father will not be able to hold it back as well, and it's entirely dependent on her das, one would have thought, and therefore Abai needs to give another reason of shelo yehei chote niskar. We learned in another brisa, says the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom, Alam Tesam Abeis, Afal Bisha Amru, Oinis, Naisim Yad, Kishayotzi, Hu, Ein Lo Olav Klum. Even though the onus has to pay immediately, when she decides to leave, so then in such a case, then he doesn't have to pay. Kishayotzi, Mimotzi Mafik Lo. Ask the Mari, he's not allowed to send her out. So what does it mean kishiyotze? Emi kishiyotze he ain't law love klum. But if she decides to leave, so then in such a case, then he doesn't have to pay her ksuba. That's the halacha in regards to ksuba. That if she decides to leave, then in such a case, he does not have to pay her the ksuba. We're going to stop today's daf over here. Bezer Hashem, I hope to do the halacha from the daily daf about contraception as emerges from our Gemara and the Rishonim. Of course, halacha lemaisa, each person will ask their Rabbanim. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf lamed tes in Maseches Ksubis. What we have done in today's daf is discuss the sugya of beger bekever and the possibility that even after a girl has passed away, nevertheless, the father might get knas. The Gemara had discussed a machlokis between Abaye and Rava in that regard. We learned in our Mishnah that a mefate does not pay for tsar, but an ones does pay for tsar. The Gemara's conclusion is that the tsar is pisuk raglayim, that is going to be the tsar. Ultimately, we learned some halachos of mefate at the end of the daf. Number one, that the mefate pays the knas only when the girl decides not to marry him. We also learned that a mefata is allowed to hold back the marriage, as well as the father. The same halacha being in regards to ones as well. If the father doesn't want the marriage, then, or the girl doesn't want the marriage, then in such a case the marriage will not take place. If the girl leaves the marriage on her own volition, so then our Gemara seemed to say, the last few lines that we learned, is that she doesn't get a knas. We will continue with that topic on tomorrow's daf. The daf for Shabbos Kodesh. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Tes in Maseches Ksubis.